Good evening, Chorus Call operator speaking. Welcome to the presentation of full year 2016 results of the Brunello Cucinelli Group. I'd like to remind you that all participants are in listening-only mode. Following the presentation and the introduction, there will be the opportunity to ask questions. Speakers will be Brunello Cucinelli, President and CEO, Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, and Pietro Arnaboldi, Head of Investor Relations. I'd now like to give the floor to Mr. Brunello Cucinelli. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you. So, first of all, I'd like to open this presentation with a warm thank you to everybody, in particular to investors, my esteemed analysts, who are always give us great inputs. We call them advisors, actually, then the press and our fans in general. Thank you for the attention you devote to us, and hopefully we always meet your expectations too. As it is our habit, first of all, I'd like to give you an overview of the highlights, then the CFO Moreno will drill down to details, and then we will go back to the most important topics. So there's myself, Luca and Riccardo, the young CEOs, co-CEOs are here with me, then Moreno, CFO, a bit less young, and then his young co-CFO, Dario, Pietro, Head of Investors Relations, and then this evening we have Francesco, the CEO of Internet, and Federica and Carolina, who are in charge of Internet and Communication. So like every year, we're back again. We believe that this can be the most important conference call. So first of all, the full year 16 results, then a pretty strong visibility on 2017 as the sales campaign for women ended yesterday. And then we will be giving you some colors on the market 2018-19 and also the Grand Digital Project. So as to the results, net revenues 456 million euro plus 10.1% at current exchange rates compared to the previous year. EBITDA adjusted 78.2 million plus 13.2%. Net profit adjusted 39.1 million plus 18.8%. Then revenues increased both in international markets, plus 10.7, and also on the Italian market, plus 7.3%. Then sales up in all geographies, North America, plus 7.1%, Europe, plus 5.8%, Greater China, 21%, and rest of the world, 39%. The last two figures have a limited weight on our revenues. Then revenues on the increase in all distribution channel, retail monobrand plus 17.1, wholesale monobrand plus 2.4, and wholesale multibrand up 4.3. Net financial position, 51 million euros, decreasing compared to 56 million last year. Investment, 29.8 million euros. Thus completing the project started in 2013 with 150 million, including the four-year period 2013 and 16 to support the prestige of the brand and the exclusive positioning, both in the traditional channel and the online channel too, thus making growth sustainable. The long, medium to long-term gracious growth, the way we call it. The B Board of Directors proposed the distribution of a dividend distribution equal to 0.29% payout ratio. The dividend will amount to 0.16 euros. Last year it was 26.5% payout ratio. I'd now like to read to you my thoughts in general. 2016 ended reporting very, very positive results in terms of both revenues and profitability. It has been yet another key year for the image of our brand since we have completed our grand project called Humanist Artisans of the Web by launching our e-commerce platform. Moreover, our corporate philosophy kept delivering material and consistent results, and I hope it meets the expectation of all those who have decided to join us by investing in our business. The sales of the Spring-Summer 2017 collection are going really well, and since we have completed the Fall-Winter 2017 sales campaign and obtained excellent results there, we can be pretty certain that also the current year should deliver double-digit growth in terms of both revenues and margins. Such results are the outcome of our ongoing efforts to combine profit-making and the concept of giving back, the great existential issue of mankind. This is the great topic of mankind. We achieve that through offering top-notch quality made in Italy goods, obviously made in Italy, striving for exclusivity, such a great value, and at the same time nurturing the great lifetime dream of ensuring moral and economic dignity to all the workers in our industry. So, this said, I'd now like to give the floor to Moreno Ciarapica, and then I'll get the floor back and drill down on details. Good evening, everybody, and thank you, Brunello. I'd like to start analyzing and commenting on the economic financial data results of 2016, starting from slide 10 of our presentation, where we compare last year results with 2016 results adjusted. I'd like to remind you that adjusted figures factor in the following elements: the exclusion of non-recurring costs for €1.5 million, mainly ascribable to the termination of the employment contract with the sales co-director, and a sterilization of the theoretical tax effect of these non-recurring costs, with a higher profit before tax and the change in the new corporate income tax rate as of January 1st, 2017, 24.0 compared to 27.5%, which results in lower deferred tax assets for €956,000 accounted for in 2016. If you want to compare 2015 to 2016 income statement, both reported and adjusted, I refer to slide 19 in the annex, where you will find some further detail. So, still on slide 10, I'd like to highlight the increase of the first margin by 60 basis points from 64.4% to 65%. The increase of the incidence on sales of SGA from 47.7% to 47.9%, so only 20 basis points up. The increase by 40 basis points of EBITDA adjusted from 16.7 to 17.1. I'd like to remind you that the hedging operations for revenues, net of currency costs in currency, are carried out to remove the impact of forex fluctuations on the absolute value of group EBITDA. This is the reason why the comparison of the margins reported in 2016 compared to last year, plus 40 basis points, should factor in the following. The absolute value figure of 2015 EBITDA was not affected by the currency performance, whereas the margins in percentage had been impacted by the dilutive effect of Forex due to the strong fluctuation of foreign currencies. Net of these effects, 2015 margins would have been around 17%. The improvement of 2016 EBITDA margins, amounting at 17.1% compared to last year, thus adjusted, would amount to around 10 basis points, in line with our expectations for a sustainable yearly improvement. A depreciation increased by 1.9 million. With an unchanged incidence of 4.4%. Considering the investments and the timing of depreciation plans, and considering the expected investments for the next three-year period, we expect a mild increase of the incidence of depreciation in the coming years, which should be below 5%. The net cost relating to financial management amounted to 3.2 million euros, down compared to 4.8 million last year, considering the reduction of the average net debt, the reduction of interest rates, and the lower impact for Forex hedging because due to a lower volatility compared to last year. The adjusted tax rate amounted to 28.7% in line with 28.6% last year, whereas the tax rate reported amounted to 30.5%. You can find more detail in slide 18. Due to the reduction of the Italian income tax starting as of January 1st, 2017, we assume that the tax rate levels can be better and further optimized around 27%-28%, but this level excludes, rules out any positive impact ensuing from the Patent Box. I'd like to say about this, on January 22, 2017, the first meeting with the Revenue Agency was held in order to access the special tax scheme for income ascribable to some intangible assets, generated by intangible assets, in order to examine the aspects needed to define the methods of calculation. As of today, the ruling activity with the Revenue Agency is still underway, but we are confident that will be terminated shortly, completed shortly. The normalized net profit amounted to 39.1 million, with a significant increase by 18.8%. Now, on slide 11, we'll analyze first margin operating costs and normalized EBITDA. The increase of first margin, plus 60 basis points, was driven by the evolution of the channel mix, with the weight of retail revenues amounting to 49.6% compared to 46.5% last year. Encouraged by the excellent sales results and like-for-like results, the 10% increase of operating costs is in line with the business development. The increase of the related incidence, 20 basis points, is driven by the positive operating leverage of 130 basis points of all operating costs, excluding rents, which increased by 150 basis points from 10.5% to 12%. The increase of revenues incidence in the retail channel determines a physiological growth of the two operating costs that are strictly linked to the business evolution, rents and staff personnel. The increase in rents has to do with the opening of exclusive boutiques, the extension of some selling spaces, some prestigious relocation, and should bear in mind our structural presence only in prestigious location in order to maintain the allure of the brand. That's why we think that the current situation can be considered ordinary, and the expectation next year should bear in mind the evolution of the retail channel. Also, the evolution of personnel costs, which increased by 6.8% in 2016 from 18% incidence to 17.5%, is linked to the evolution of the network of retail spaces and the overhead costs grew less than proportionally. Then positive leverage on other operating costs with an incidence between 19.2% and 18.4%. A lot of attention was devoted to investment in communication that are still important and strategic for the company, with an increase by 1.3 million euros and an incidence of 5.4%. That is ordinary business for us. As far as the strengthening of the brand image is concerned, I'd like to point out the important investment in the digital world that represents an integration of the communication investment, thus contributing to the allure and exclusivity of the brand. Let's now move to the balance sheet. Net financial position, slide 13. There's a reduction there from 56.4 million to 51 million, thanks to the cash generation, which absorbed investments for 29.8 million and the increase of net working capital by 16.9 million. This increase had to do with the business development. Inventory, 144.8 million euros, reports organic growth ascribable to the business development and the important delivery of the spring/summer collection in the first weeks of 2017, with a very positive trend of the order collection. The incidence on sales dropped from 34.8 to 33.9 thanks to a careful management and the positive sell-out results. This incidence is healthy and sustainable considering the evolution of the retail network. The increase of inventory by 10.8 million takes into account the 5 exclusive opening a direct boutiques and a hard shopping luxury Japanese luxury department, and the increased range and depth of our online offer. Our boutique is now directly managed to better represent our taste and lifestyle. The dynamic of trade receivables plus 1.6 million is driven by the business development, and there is a very limited incidence of reliance on bad debt provision, which represents 0.20% of revenues. Slide 15 analyzes CAPEX both for 2016 and also in reference to the significant investment in the time between 2013 and 2016 that amounted to 150.5 million, supporting the brand prestige and its exclusive positioning. Investments both in the traditional and the online channel. In the four-year period 2013-2016, commercial investment amounted to 83.6 million. Both commercial and for production, logistic and IT digital amounted to 65.5 million. I'd now like to wrap up highlighting the fact that we converted 4 boutiques in Moscow, one of which on a very important street, as Stoleshnikov, and 3 within the most prestigious shopping malls in the city. 4 stores that were converted from the monobrand wholesale channel to the monobrand retail. We had a project, therefore, this purchase and conversion happened finally on March the 2nd because the company decided to opt for the direct management of the stores at a time when we completed our knowledge of local markets. The decision was made in agreement with our partner, with whom we have been working for 20 years, and with a minority stake, this partner will keep cooperating managing the boutiques. Highlighting his deep knowledge of local clients and relations, as it was the case for the previous conversions from wholesale to direct channel. In the first year of management, the positive contribution arising from the fact that sales are accounted for as retail is partly impacted by the lower sell-in revenues, which will become sell-out revenues in the following time period only. I give the floor back to Brunello. But first of all, I'd like to thank you all, investors and analysts, 5 years down the road from our IPO. I want to thank you for the suggestion and the inputs that you gave us. And this enables me to grow a lot professionally. And I'm working with serenity and confidence in the future. Well done, Moreno. Floor to Brunello. So a few remarks on 2016. First of all, this year for us is the first year of a new world. The internet has changed mankind, there's no doubt about it, especially in the last couple of years. So everything has changed. So we decided to make 2016 the starting year of a new world, and that's where it all started for us. So what about this brand at the end of this year? We think the image of the brand is particularly good. Craftsmanship, manual work, creativity, exclusivity. These are really the great pillars of this industry, of this business. We don't want to hide that we are pleased that we acknowledge the way of working whilst respecting the creation and the human beings. And I like this. You should consider that many luxury final customers gather information, search for info before making their purchase. They want to know where these products are manufactured, how they're manufactured. So it is very important the way in which we present ourselves. we are acknowledged a very specific and special way of doing visual merchandising, which is a very important point, especially for menswear. We are fully confident in this, so we've always invested in it. And then, always talking about the full year results, we like to be seen as a luxury ready-to-wear company, menswear and womenswear, specializing in daywear. You know that 15% of our revenues are accounted for by accessories. So 2016, pretty happy and pleased with how it went. And now I would like to give you some strong visibility on 2017. So the other day we finished the women's wear collections. Men had already men's collection already finished the sales campaign, and it all went very well. The current like for like is 3.8%, and this is always in line with our plans. It's been now 3-4 years that we consider that a like for like between 3-4% means that we have worked well. We have completed our order collection, and the results there were really excellent. And I have to say that never before, after the Milan Fashion Week, we noticed that our vendors really want beautiful, beautiful garments. They look at taste before price, but the most important thing for them is to have a very limited distribution. This was the typical word for this season, low distribution. And the judgment, the feedback from the press is also important, because one thing is the judgment of clients, and the other, another thing is the press. And for Pitti, menswear, about a month ago, and then the Fashion Week last week, in this case, in both cases, we received a fascinating feedback. I don't know about the future, but so far it's going very well. So on the back of this, we can say that we can be pretty serene in envisaging 2017 with a double-digit growth in terms of revenues and EBITDA, a more than proportional growth of EBITDA. This said, this should be the end of 2017. So revenues around 500 million. The other day I was talking about this with my father, 95 years old. He said, "How much money is that?" And then, as usual, he keeps repeating me, "Mind you, that works on Sundays too." And I said, "Dad, you always remind me of that." So 500 million revenues, that equity about half of that, investment 36, 37 million. Net financial position around net debt around 40, 42 million. Dividends around 35% of revenues, that is 30% this year and 26% last year. So I would say a good year for cash. Although I keep repeating to you what cash means to me, I've always been scared by debt, so cash is important. But you should be very careful, because if you make your brand age without investing, that's worse than maybe having a poorer cash situation. So for our three-year project, 17-19, where e-commerce plays a major role, we envisage investing for 85, 90 million at the end of 2019, net debt of around 4% of revenues. Of course, if a great opportunity arises, we will try and seize it, that's for sure. Then, commercially, what is our purpose? 50% monobrand, 50% multi-brand. Over in the next 3 years, we'll open 2, 3, maybe 4 stores per year. We will relocate if the street is not no longer appealing. And as for multiples, this project of multi-brands, we are seeking out for important multi-brand stores in emerging countries. For example, for fall winter this year in China, we will have the first very special 15 multi-brand stores, and one of them we will even have a dedicated corner store. So There's no doubt, as it had been the case in the former Soviet Union, and now in Russia, there are about 100 of beautiful boutiques. And by the way, we enjoyed a very special season in this market, both for the spring and the winter. So what happened in the former Soviet Union will also happen in China and Korea soon with the multi-brand stores. And now let's move on to this great topic, the Grand Internet Project. So we have been working on this for 3 years. And I'd like to say, first of all, something on a joking note. I am the super CEO of the Internet. You should know this. I am not the CEO. I'm the super CEO. The CEO is Mr. Francesco Bottigliero. I'm the super CEO. And why is that? I am not as online as the your average person, but the objective is that of tackling the web as follows. On the one hand, we want to be humanist artisans on the web, and on the other hand, we want to safeguard and preserve our brand, because this is really what will matter in the coming years. So we have put together two websites. I'm sure you are both familiar with them, and I hope you like them. The first one is more on the philosophical side. The second one is the e-commerce boutique. And they both went live in early February. The philosophical website, so to speak, that's where we wanted to convey our heritage, Solomeo, the place of work, the way we work, the local community, respect, dignity, guardianship, ideals. And also we wanted to leave some mystery, an aura of mystery there. So we did not want to exaggerate in posting photos and images. And the second website is the e-commerce, the boutique online. So starting from here, Solomeo, from the Solomeo spaces, we planned the space of our boutique for the next 5 years because we firmly believe in this channel, but we cannot at all have an inkling of the speed at which we'll grow. This is the reason why we are ready. By the way, 1,400 is the average ticket. But if in a year we were to prepare 140 parcels a day, we just need to hire a few more people. But the facilities are there. They're ready. So why is this year important for us? Because we opened the largest universal store on the web. This is the Solomeo store. A few days ago, we opened in Milan the largest brick-and-mortar store in Milan. So we have a physical store in Milan. It's a bit on the expensive side, truth be told, but it's working pretty well so far. So like we did in the Monte Napoleone Street, we have both the collections for men and women, and the same thing in the online boutique. You need to have the same atmosphere. So you log into the store, you should breathe the world that we live in, the work that we do on the visual, the welcoming attitude, the politeness, the fact that we don't want to hassle our customers because we are always overflooded by loads of emails, then human quality, packaging representing Solomeo, manual skills, the fact that we prefer to call people instead of sending group mails, handwritten thanks. You can maybe go to the boutique in New York and touch and feel the garment. And then we also offer proposals and suggestions and tips on how to combine the different garments. So we should remember one important thing. We work with ready-to-wear. And as a matter of fact, you can tell who somebody is from the way they dress. 90% is down to ready-to-wear. So accessories are important too, but what you're wearing is more important. Now, I would like to devote 30 seconds to what we do in the web. So on the one hand, we have Mr. Porter and Aix-a-Porter. I'm talking about the presence on the web apart from the our own online boutique. They are very refined. Aix-a-Porter, Mr. Porter, the packaging is very special. The visual merchandise is very special. They purchase, select, combine, suggest. And this is a very fascinating way of working. They're very serious as far as price matters are concerned when uploading products, and this means a lot. It means respecting the times for selling items. Also, we hold very interesting discussions budget-wise, plus 5, plus 7, plus 9. But as it happens for physical stores, brick-and-mortar stores, they are in charge, responsible for what they buy from day one. But believe me, it is a very happy relationship. So in the end, we keep saying the same thing. We think they are the two most beautiful exclusive boutique, luxury boutiques on the web worldwide, Mr. Porter and Aix-a-Porter. And we are confident in saying this. And we told them this too. I hope you don't mind. But when we put together our own boutique, we drew inspiration from your way of working. And the first time we ordered a couple of things to see how their deliveries were, we received parcels and packages that were so beautiful. So this is the excellent relationship we have with these two worldwide boutiques. So to conclude, we keep supporting the digital strategy that we have always supported, which hinges around three pillars. Our e-commerce that you powered for 5 years and now is managed directly from us. Then Aix-a-Porter, Mr. Porter, our presence there. And then the online e-commerce of the multi-brand stores, with whom we have tried and we keep striving so that everything they post, they put online, can our taste is displayed the very same way we displayed. This is what we have built in over 40 years in our physical stores. You see, next year we will celebrate our 40-year anniversary. So in this period, we only had activities with 650 account, multi-brand accounts worldwide to keep the distribution level very high, strongly supporting the concept of exclusivity. So the main objective is absolutely the protection of our brand and the brand of our partners. At a time that I especially find at a time of a very strong massification of the market. So we must run counter this. We can't, of course, go against our time. Like Voltaire said, if you don't accept change, embrace change in your time, you will be left with the worst of it. We want to embrace change, but we can't not recognize that we must know what to do. Massification. A lady working for us before coming to Milan for the Fashion Week, she had picked something to wear, but she said to me, Brunello, I don't want to buy this item anymore because I had already seen it posted everywhere, so it's not a good sign. So now I'd like to say goodbye to you. And I'd like to always keep conveying this idea that we have to work in harmony, very focused, and also with balance. And the last thing, we'd like to invite you all here to Solomeo whenever you want, because in two, 3 months, we will complete the grand project of beauty for our valley, a bit on the expensive side, but it was funded by the private foundation, not by the listed company, obviously. So thank you immensely for your esteem and regard. Come and see us. We and myself will come and meet you to America and in Europe, and we're always open to your suggestions, and especially for this great change in the world. and where for we consider 2016 the marking year, the first year that marks a new world. So this is fundamental for us. Thank you very much to all of you. See you soon, and we are available for any questions you might have. Thank you. Chorus call operator speaking. Quick Q&A session. The first question by Andrea Randone, Intermonte. Thank you and good evening. Good evening, Andrea. My question is the following. In your report, you mentioned some prospect numbers for cash generation and investment for the next 3 years, but you said if any good opportunity arises, we will be ready to seize it. So I wanted to know whether you can give us a rough idea what a good opportunity for you might be. And the second question is on the investment for the buyback of the your share of your stores in Russia, the conversion of your stores in Russia. So the question is, how did you set the price for 7 million that you reported, and what kind of contribution did these stores offer in 2016 as a wholesale revenues? Moreno will answer for Russia, your question on Russia. As a matter of fact, we don't have any project, anything on in the pipeline, but if there's a fair balance between net debt and the revenues, what I'm saying is that if we come across a beautiful store somewhere, we are available. I'm not talking about brand acquisition or anything, mind you. But since we do not carry much debt, we just want to say that we are open to anything that might look interesting for the following years. As for numbers, Moreno speaking, the CFO, the revenues in 2016 was around 10, 12 million retail of these stores. Of course, we will take over as of March the 1st, 2017. So this year we will have 10/12 of this entity. Last year, in the full year, we can say that compared to the retail value, wholesale still represents half. As I said before during my speech, we should never forget that in the first year, when we take over a business that used to be a wholesale business, there is the effect of the fact that, yes, you do gain the retail share, but you lose the selling side, and at the end of 2017, it will not be yet converted. So do not expect any significant effect in the first year. What I want to add is that we have been partners for 20 years. We are the same age. She's a bit younger than me. She's a very serious lady. So the fact that we have a partner, long-standing partner, in a region, in a market, where it is fundamental to learn the taste and everything, especially for ready-to-wear, we are very happy with this relationship. Thank you, Andrea. If you want to ask a question, you can start star followed by one. Next question by Chiara Rotelli, Mediobanca. Thank you. Hi, Brunello. Good evening. I wanted to ask you, you spoke a lot about e-commerce and the launch of the new website and your presence in multi-brands. What do you think of marketplaces like Farfetch? Do you think that your brand could be well positioned in a business, online business like this? Well, this is a $1 billion question, Brunello says. So So my answer is, well, honestly, we are very open and very attentive. We have our eyes on this strongly changing world. It is also difficult to understand this new world. But the objective of our company is the following. We want to protect our brand. We don't want to express any judgment on any kind of business because it's a completely new world. One thing is for sure, we have to protect our brand from this extensive massification of the market. This is what matters. I'm 63, but I would like my company to still be here in 30 or even 50 years. So this massification somehow is something we don't really like. I have always thought that if I want to buy a wristwatch, I want to buy it from Patek Philippe. I want it to be delivered from Geneva, maybe with a handwritten note by Mr. Stern, father or son, that I hold in high regard. But when talking about true absolute luxury, we should never deprive it of its fascination. I'm pretty sure about this. Thank you. Next question by Paola Carboni, Equita. Good evening, everybody. I wanted to ask you two questions. First of all, a hint at the performance of average order value in online sales, that it has increased to €1,400 for the tickets, basically. Maybe a few more words on this, because it sounds interesting. So what it was like before, and what impacted the change. And then the second point has to do with the sellout of spring-summer, of the sales campaign, or fall-winter. It's not the first time that we hear positive comments on this, but I perceive a slightly more optimism than usual, maybe because the whole industry seems to be on the improving. So can we be more optimistic than the trend in 2016? Well, honestly, I was optimistic also in 2016. Expectations are the same. But what I was particularly struck by in this season is the fact that everybody wants exclusive garments. This is a very important thing. It means exclusivity in distribution too. Well, generally speaking, I'm always optimistic. Of course, garments must be beautiful, fantastic visual merchandising, especially for menswear, because for menswear, what makes the difference is how you combine the garments. As to the average ticket, we are happy that it has slightly grown. Of course, since we have a what is happening is that many people call us on the phone. So what happens? You talk to them about the specific coat, a specific garment, you give them a piece of advice, and we drew inspiration from Net-a-Porter here. We give you a tip on how to match the specific garment that you bought, not because we want to do some upselling there, but because we want to show you how we envisaged it. So maybe you thought, in the end, what happens, you thought you would buy one item and instead you buy two. And we are particularly happy with that. But we are very happy with the e-commerce, but not just because of the numbers, of the results, but we're happy with the people that log into the philosophical website because they want to know about our philosophy, because sales are important. Although before, online business accounted for 1% of our revenues. But you see, image is also even more important in terms of communication, like Moreno was saying before. You see, communication on the web is also very special. We invested a lot in this in the last few years, also in terms of philosophy and research. So, because we don't, this is the greatest issue here. We would like to be artisans, humanists of the web. We should never lose sight of this idea that you can log in and you can see your coat being manufactured, your label with your name being attached. You let us know that you need your sleeve to be taken in by 2 centimeters, and we do that. If that doesn't happen, you can go to the tailor in the New York boutique. The special mood, in a word. And this is the reason why we wanted to try and manage the online business, the e-commerce, by ourselves to convey that precise atmosphere. Thank you. Follow-up question by Andrea Randone, Intermonte. Thank you. Just a question on the Monte Napoleone store that you mentioned, and that I also saw in person. Could you give us some colors on what the change in terms of results can be, relocating from Spiga to Napoleone? What your expectations are for this store? Well, results are slightly higher because, well, not results, but numbers in general are higher because the rent is higher, 27% more. But as of today, things are going well. We are happy, very happy. But Andrea, you are very well familiar with our general concept. We are very happy that you, because when you enter this store, when you step into the store, it is as if you were going to entering Solomeo or coming to PTO, the Milan presentation. Like the press said during the Milan Fashion Week, when we come to your showroom, we feel that we breathe the atmosphere of the small hamlet in how you live, you eat, and surrounded by these garments. One thing I would like is this: there is a very high demand for luxury day wear, and this is a great opportunity. And we have, some extra opportunities there because it is precisely our job. That's what we are: luxury ready-to-wear for men and women, especially day wear, meaning that you go to the office in the morning, you're dressed properly, and if you go to a cocktail in the evening, you can still wear the same clothes. Thank you. Mr. Cucinelli, no questions for the time being. So thank you very much, everybody, and we will meet soon in your offices or come and visit. Best wishes.